Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Black Friday week starts November 21st, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday athletic gifts, like bikes, tents, and outdoor gear. You'll have money left over for heated gloves for those chilly morning jogs. Or that Pro Series 2-person sled with titanium alloy skis. Oh, what fun it is to save. Black Friday week starts on November 21st with new deals added every day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are living in amazing times, Tommy.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
We just talked a few days ago about a miracle weight loss drug and what people were willing to do to get their hands on.
Yeah, they're shrinking.
Wouldn't you know, a few days later, a pill shows up that's even more of a game changer.
So what does this do?
Well, look, the promises of this pill are pretty amazing. We just have no idea what it will do to you long term.
Okay.
But that's not going to keep people from giving it a try, is it?
Probably not.
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF. We'll jump right into it. A few days ago, we talked about an issue that showed up here in New York State. The weight loss drugs Ozempic, Wegovy, the stomach shots that people have melting pounds.
Yeah. Right?
Just to recap, for those who live under a rock, the drugs were developed for diabetes, but they were discovered to have these weight loss properties.
Mm.
They curb people's appetites. And when that was discovered, they became the hottest items in America.
Oh, yeah.
They're prescription drugs, so you can't just go to the store and buy them. And that created some issues.
Yeah, yeah.
Folks that did have a prescription that didn't have great insurance had to pay a bunch for them. Folks that didn't have a prescription had to pay even more.
They get a little crafty.
And the report that we shared with you Monday was that people in New York State are spending thousands of dollars buying prescription weight loss drugs from total strangers on social media. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, the idea is, like, these are my prescriptions that I'm not using, so I'll sell them to you for $750 to $1,200 a shot.
Mm-hmm.
But experts are saying this is super dangerous for three reasons.
What's that?
One, it's not your prescription. You don't know what kind of issues you could have if you take it.
Yes.
Two, you're doing it without a doctor's care, so if something were to go wrong, no one can help you. And three, the stuff that people are selling, you can't be sure it's the actual drug.
Oh.
We talked about how there are knockoffs that can come from overseas. Best case scenario, those are not as effective as the actual drugs. Worst case, they can actually hurt you. And we kicked around the idea during this conversation of the risks people were willing to take to get skinny. Remember, we talked to that one woman who was on Wegovy, I think.
Yeah.
She said she first started by taking her friend's
leftovers, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. She had an extra.
And she had been giving it to someone else that she knew. Well, Tommy, what if I told you?
What you got?
There was an even better medical option right around the corner for getting thin.
Oh, boy.
Yesterday, researchers announced they've created a pill that mimics running a 10K.
So, kicks up your metabolism?
That's exactly what it does.
And you need to start burning fat.
What does it do to your heart?
A lot.
Dr. Mueller, a lot of stuff going on.
Say that when I run a 10K. Or
gives it a good workout.
I don't know if I've ever run a 10K.
When have you ever run a 10K?
Yeah, you're sweating, your heart's beating fast.
Right.
I guess, is it replicating that or it's just simply... are you getting like a workout from it?
Here's what it says it does.
Okay.
It says it releases hormones that suppress your appetite, so you won't eat as much.
Okay.
It kicks your metabolism up, like Tommy said.
So you burn
to where you would be running a 7-mile run.
Okay.
And it flushes fatty acids from your bloodstream. And that's a good thing because it reduces your risk for diabetes and heart disease. And
all right, so you're cleaning yourself out.
You got it.
Mm-hmm.
If what doctors say is true, this is a legitimate game changer. Folks that are too old to work out, this would really help them.
Sure.
Folks that are too hurt to work out, this would really help them. Folks that are too busy to work out, this would help them.
Or, you have a job where you're sitting on your ass all day.
Yeah. Or, people that just want a quick fix.
Right. And everybody wants a quick fix.
I mean,
they've been pushing this stuff since day one.
Yeah, sure. That's sure.
The diet pills,
diet
all that
culture
stuff.
In general, right? Yeah. It's dropping as much weight as possible as quickly as possible.
Have you told people that this drug absolutely works, but it shaves 5 to 7 years off the end of your life?
Mm.
I still think you could sell the hell out of it.
Okay, that's a fair statement.
Because people want to look good right now, and I don't care about the end of my life because it looks like the end of my life sucks anyway.
But that seems to be the problem with this pill.
Mm.
It's never been tested on humans.
Yeah.
So they've done the
test. But look at those pigs. They look beautiful.
They did a test.
Get a hot ass on that pig.
Hot ass on that pig. Your mom's back here again. They did the test in rats. They said it worked great.
Beautiful rats.
But the... But the person who tries it will be the first ever.
So they have not tested it yet.
Not
so
on humans.
How do they make that jump?
Yeah.
Like, first person that's going
to
try
it. The first person has to eat the rat that ate the pill, and then they go from there. Yeah. No, I don't know. I mean, they do a
they gotta
drug
pay
test.
It. Yeah. All right.
So, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kimmy.
Well, I was going to say, like, if you're taking this and you're already, let's say you're just an active person, but you still can't lose the weight. Like, are you not supposed to work out while you're on it? It seems like that could be a dangerous combination.
This is brand new. All of the information that we have, I've given you.
Mm.
All right. So here's my question. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. A pill that mimics running a 10K every day. You would get skinny just sitting around.
Yeah.
Are you willing to be the first person that takes that pill? If they give you the pill for free, we'll give you a lifetime supply. You just have to check in with them every 2 weeks to let them know how things are going with you, your body, your brain. Would you be willing to be the first human to swallow that pill?
Yes, me personally?
Yeah, because you have a fat man. You struggle with your fat man every single day.
I'm old.
Yeah, that could also mean more severe side effects.
Right.
Mm.
But if I was, I'll tell you this, at my age, probably not, but young, fat ass Tommy sitting on his ass, eating all that good food from Fox's Delicatessen over the years, doing all that damage. Oh, yeah.
No, I love how you won't take it now because you've got so much to look forward to.
I do.
Yeah,
you're
right.
So
your quality
right.
of life is so good. It takes you a full commercial break to get out of your chair. By the time he gets up to go to the bathroom.
At 10 o'clock.
He's good.
I'm a gazelle. No, but I think as a young man struggling with weight, absolutely.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Before I ask you, Kimmy, I want everyone to keep in mind. If you took this pill and the first one to take it, and they're going to give it to you for free, lifetime supply, you would have no idea the short-term or long-term consequences. You would be a legitimate human guinea pig.
Mm-hmm.
But you would also have a chance to get skinny for nothing and get your chicks for free.
Oh, yeah.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Would you be the first one to take that pill?
No.
Oh, a skinny girl doesn't want the fat pill.
No.
Listen,
and it's not because I think I would do it thinking it's probably going to work, but I don't want to know, because you're using me to figure out what the side effects are. You know what
I
mean?
If there are side effects, but there are always.
I mean, there with any. With
it's
any
not one leg is shorter
take,
than the other over a period of time.
I can't think of one thing you
you're
take.
You're not running anyway.
Where there are absolutely zero side effects. And I guess I want to wait it out first. I want to see how it affects everybody else before I dive right in.
Here's my sales pitch as a guy that's pushing these drugs.
Okay.
Right? Fat ass.
Look Not at the a crap. Good start. Not a good start. Look. Hey, you ugly piece of crap.
Think of all the crap you put in your body every day as a fat guy.
Yeah.
Like, think of all the bad stuff you and I ate.
But you already know
night.
What that does to you.
But I was eating things that I knew were horrible for me.
Right.
Like all the cold cuts and cheese and crap and artificial crap I was eating, man. I'm worried about this pill. I'm doing so much long-term damage to myself.
Yeah.
Being a glutton.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is nothing.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You think you know about the damage you're doing to yourself, but you don't. Because let's say it was going to lead to heart disease, right? If I tell you at 30 you're going to get heart disease eating all this cold cuts and you think you know what heart disease is, but you don't know until you have it and you're feeling it and your body starts to change. I mean, look, I know there are plenty of folks that are dealing with heart issues right now, right? Where you're like, this sucks really bad.
But bro, you see people struggling every day with the girth, and I still see them pushing those carts through Wegmans, loaded up with all them delicious, crunchy goodies.
I love how now you're turning on people with a weight problem.
Saddlebag Sally, she's sitting in that motorized chair, man, just loading up.
Took it down to the drag strip from what I hear last week.
She's losing. She ain't getting out of the gate. But, you know, like if that poor woman could get this pill, What does she care?
Well, again, is the side effect worth
Right, we don't
the
know
benefit?
Yet. And but, the unknown.
But people eat themselves into, like, into diabetes and heart disease. You do it over, you know, you hear people telling you.
But you don't know what that feels like till it's there.
Right, take the damn pill.
Okay, we're not here to push drugs. I'm asking a legitimate question. By the way, you can't even get the pill right now. They're only testing it on rats, or they only tested it on rats.
Do you think people would be more motivated to be the first to test this thing out? Do you think the motivation would come from losing the weight? Potentially losing the weight, I should say. Mm-hmm. Or would people be more motivated to be the testers if you were going to give them a paycheck for it?
I would think that you wouldn't have to pay people. I would think that if you gave them the promise, the potential of losing
this
weight.
You think that would be 100%. More?
Think about this when you first started losing weight, when you were like chubbed up. Yeah. Right? Do you remember the feeling the first time you got on a scale and it worked?
Yeah.
Like you go, holy crap, I made 5 pounds leave my body.
Sure.
It's so euphoric that if you gave me a pill, I'm in.
But you're forgetting.
Just to get that feeling.
But you're forgetting you're the first to test this. So you don't know that it works yet.
But if it does.
But let's say.
And I get that result.
Yeah.
That,
but what if it goes. What if it goes.
You're always a scrawny ass kid.
No, I'm saying. But when you're taking something that nobody's ever taken before, what if it goes the opposite way?
What if it messes up your
metabolism? You end up gaining more weight. You're going to be the first to find out, I guess, is my point.
No, but like, let's say this, right? Again, we're talking about this pill, 252-WCMF. It's legitimate. Scientists say they've discovered a pill that mimics running a 10K for your metabolism in your body. Speeds it up. It suppresses your appetite, and it flushes fatty acids from your bloodstream. All of these things are really good for you. And they say that if this works the way they think it will in humans, it's a game changer. Problem is, they've only tested it on rats. And we're asking, would you be the first human willing to try it? You know, let's just say, Tommy, in your scenario, you get on the scale and the 5 pounds are down.
And man, you feel it.
And look, it works. It works. Mm-hmm. Except
the
when
pants are feeling good.
When you're naked on the scale, you look down and your penis is slightly tinted green and curling to the right.
Wait. I have a discolored penis.
I don't know why. It's slightly tinted green. Right. Your mom wasn't around, so we know it wasn't that. And it's starting to curve to the right slightly.
Oh, so I get that Peyronie's disease.
Slightly.
All right.
Slightly, but not up, sideways.
Oh, yeah, I dog leg a little
bit. Yeah.
I'm taking it.
No, you wouldn't. If it messed with your junk, you wouldn't take it.
My junk still works.
Maybe for now. Again, you just started taking this pill. You don't know where it's going. You got a Grinch dong.
I don't know, man.
It would What's have the to point really, of being skinny if you can't use your dong?
It would have to really
get...
Put
that get, on a t-shirt.
All right. So you're saying it's a possibility it F's my... But look at those guys that take steroids and screwed up their junk.
Yeah, but that's different. I mean, that's for like...
It shrunk it. Yeah. They had problems.
But I don't think those guys are trying to be built to meet women. Those guys are trying to be built because they're psychos who want to win these bodybuilding competitions.
Yeah, true. It would have to really do some dong damage.
Dongage?
Yeah.
But again, you wouldn't be sure.
I mean, I think of all the horrible things I've done to my body, man. Just dating South Florida women. Think how many skank pubes I've ingested over the years.
Man.
I probably got a sweater tangled up in my colon right now of skank South Florida pubes. I got a quilt down there, man. Can't even get it out of my system.
Warmest colon in town, thanks to my skank pube sweater. 252-WCMF. Let's let someone else talk for a while.
Yeah.
Bill is on the show. Hey, Billy, how are you, buddy?
How do I follow that?
Good luck.
I was saying, you sign up for this deal, and then they tell you lifetime supply and all that crap.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you get the lifetime supply, and it's two pills. They said, well, We're going to try this first. This may be a lifetime.
Wow. They hand you the pills, and they're all looking at you with wide eyes slowly. All right, Billy, are you a fat guy or are you a skinny guy?
I'm a fat guy.
Okay, so have you made the effort to like try and lose weight throughout your life?
Actually, I have. I'm still heavy, but I've lost 40 pounds.
Attaboy. Way to go. And by the way, I don't want to – look, if you're a big person and you're happy being a big person, God bless you. I just know the struggle to try myself. All right, sure. Bill.
Yeah.
So with that, would you be willing to take the pill, first human being, lifetime supply?
No.
Why?
Why? I got 20 more to lose, and I'm skinny.
Yeah, but let's say you hit that wall. Mm-hmm. You can't get that last 20 off. Like, you plateau. And this pill – blast that fat right out of your ass.
Dear God.
Well, Tommy, I'm your age, so no.
Okay. Well, his penis is not green, so he's got that going for him.
Okay.
Right. Bill, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. It's amazing. Yeah. You're not even selling the pill and you're a terrible influence.
What are you talking about?
Exactly what I just said.
Bless that fat right out of your ass.
I mean,
bless that fat right out of your ass.
Yeah, what if you find out it takes your ability to do, takes away your ability to do other things that you love?
Like love, Megan.
As a trade-off. Yeah, could be something as simple as that.
What if it takes away your ability to be funny? I mean, it wouldn't change how the show goes on a daily basis, but it would bother you. Have you been taking the pill? It's a lot of bottles over there.
I mean, I would take some mild side effects.
Well, let's say it makes you a more irritable person.
Impossible.
You never know. That could affect your relationship with people. That could affect your job. I mean, I there are certain things where maybe it sounds minor, but it's going to take a toll on your life.
But some of those like side effects I see in the other stuff, like I'll take oily stool.
You say that until you got so oily stool, bro.
My stool's gross anyway. Let it be oily. If I had an oily dump but I lost 50 pounds,
yeah,
I'd take an oily dump.
Yeah, till you take a Jiffy Lube squats and you're miserable. And by the way,
you're pooping your pants.
Yeah, you're literally pooping your pants every day.
No, they don't say pooping your pants.
What do you think oily
stool
is?
It's an oily discharge when you defecate.
Oily stool equals pooped pants. They just can't say poop pants. Yeah, if you take Wegovy, you may have pooped pants.
You lost the weight, but you got to wear a diaper.
I mean, they say you also have like...
Oh, would you take that? I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
What's that?
Kimmy's
ass. You lost the weight, all the weight you wanted, but you got to wear a diaper.
Yeah, but you wouldn't see it anyway. It'd be looking good.
So you're cool with that.
What pants could you wear where the diaper would be hidden? What are you, Elton John?
No, they make them pretty...
They make them snug now, man.
Yeah, they look like underwear.
You know, there's like there's designer diapers.
No kidding.
Yeah. Boxer, I mean, ain't your daddy's diaper.
Boxer Joe, no. What you were saying, I cut you off.
No, I mean, I would take like, you know, they say you might have thoughts of like gambling. Okay.
Thoughts of gambling. I love how
you might be depressed.
You combine thoughts of suicide with compulsive gambling and got thoughts of gambling.
Yeah. I have gambling thoughts. I have oily stool, and I may want to kill myself, but look how good I look.
No, but like,
and I'm wearing a diaper.
Take the suicide out of it.
Oh, like, rubber pants.
They tested them.
They work. No smell. Listen, eventually I'm going to be sitting in my own dump anyway.
No, but why expedite that process? Look, I get where you're coming from. Mm. I get where you're coming from. And the draw of being the first and having
it's a little scary.
Because look, if this pill works and they put it through testing over the next 10 years on humans and it comes out, this pill's going to be unbelievably expensive. Right? So the ability... The ability for like normal people to be able to afford it, probably very small. Mm. You would have it. But... I mean, Tommy, having no idea what could happen to you. I couldn't take that pill, even if it meant I can go back to eating whatever I wanted from back in the day.
Ooh, boy, think about that.
I know.
Would you miss, let's say this nachos. Works the way it's supposed to, right? Kind of like the Ozempic, like where you're eating less. I mean, would you miss like really enjoying a good snack sesh?
Snack sesh.
Snack sesh.
You know, like where you're just... You got a pile of food in front of you and you're going to town. Like, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't be able to do that anymore.
You're right, but...
And, like, maybe you wouldn't miss it every day, but every now and then, you know, you might miss the taste of that bad food.
I've always wondered, just based on my personality, because you and I mean, it's a food addiction for us, right? Like, we've talked about
how... oral gratification, eating through it.
Big thing for you. Mm. If we took Wegovy or, what's the other shot, Ozempic, it wouldn't help us because we're going to eat even though we're not hungry.
I eat through the pain.
Let's say this pill gives me that ability to not want to eat.
Yeah.
I've always wondered, Kimmy, like, how normal people decide they're not eating and what normal
people...
Well,
I think it makes you, like, nauseous.
No, I'm saying, like, people that don't have...
They
like,
just have regular eating habits.
Yes.
Oh.
Like, I've always... Like, they
take
have
a couple
more...
bites of things and they're done.
Yeah. And you have more time to do, like, things in your life where I would have to block off, like, full hours.
It always freaked me out when I was watching somebody eating something that looks really delicious and they never finished it.
Yeah.
They used to drive me nuts. Like... You can only eat a half a sub and leave it for later.
Thank you.
Now is later.
That other half a sub's lonely.
Yes,
Bring it home to its family.
I'm plowing through this pizza, man.
So, like, Kimmy, to answer your question, I get where you're coming from, where, like, that's been such a big part of some people's lives. We're like, yeah, you would miss that snack sesh, as you put it. But at the same time, maybe you would find other things that made you happy.
Okay.
Maybe? I don't know.
Okay, you could.
I don't know.
I'll never
just wondering.
Know. We'll never know. All right. So, again, we got a lot of time before this pill, if it works, is used in humans. But this may be one of those things, like 10 years from now, it's the biggest thing on the planet. Be like, I was listening to this stupid radio show 10 years ago with a man that had a sweater made of Florida skank pubes in his colon.
Thoughts of gambling.
Thoughts of gambling.
Oily stool. Which is now staining that sweater.
You want to gamble? No. Why? I'm only thinking about it.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Black Friday week starts November 21st, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday gifts for the kids, like arts, crafts, games, and tech. You'll have money left over for a kid's bracelet-making kit, so you can craft gifts for the whole class.
Ooh, fancy.
Or that multi-voice-changing megaphone, so you can really spread the cheer.
Happy holidays.
Oh, what fun it is to save. Black Friday week starts on November 21st with new deals added every day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wind spinning water around is big in the news this week.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Last week, too. But there was some wind spinning water around in the greater Rochester area yesterday.
Yeah.
And it made a hell of a news story.
Yeah, they're not that common.
I can't believe that we made it an entire 4 hours in this room without you mentioning this once.
Boy, there's so much going on, Pat. But it was on the news last night.
I know.
Yeah, but I knew about it before the news
did. I don't believe what you're saying. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. I'm going to read you the tweet from James Gilbert, who is one of the meteorologists over
here. Oh, he's one of the top guys.
He's actually very tall. I know you're probably into him because he dresses well. He's a tall man, and he's got a haircut you can set your watch to. The tweet.
Yeah.
Water spout alert. Not one, but two, nearly three water spouts are moving over Lake Ontario this morning, just north of Sodus Bay. That was yesterday morning.
Yeah.
And you said you already knew about the water spout. Why is that?
I got an app.
You don't have an app.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I got the spout app.
Like, you'd be such a better liar if you didn't have that stupid half a smile when you said things out loud. Shut up. You're such a dick. And here's the thing. It's believable because you are dumb enough to get an app that would tell you when there's a water spout.
But they should have one.
Shut up.
Yeah, but there are only people that would, like, live near lakes and places like this that could happen would even care.
And even those
people... No, I like to know.
Why?
So you would care if it happened on a lake, like, you know, 500 miles away?
Right, and it happens off the shores or something like that? Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to ask some stupid questions, and you're not the man to answer it, so I need help. 252-WCMF, 252-9263, because this became a huge story yesterday in Rochester.
Yeah.
Like, people were tweeting about it and talking
Well, it was such a clear day, too.
Are water spots dangerous?
Only if you're on the water. If they hit land, they stop. So they die on it.
Thank you. What I'm saying is if I'm in a boat.
Yeah, you're, you can be screwed.
Isn't that,
But if you see one, if you're on land, it's not going to come across land like a tornado. So what I'm saying is once they hit land, they die.
I got it. So if I'm in a boat and a water spout's coming at me, that thing's going to F me up.
Yeah. You need to get out of that goddamn boat, son.
Where am I going? It's just the water around me.
You can't really. Yeah, you don't know what direction it's going.
I mean, if you're out there, you're in trouble.
Okay, so like, are there instances of people being hurt by water spout?
I think it just happened recently in the Mediterranean,
I meant locally. Okay, in the Mediterranean?
No, because it was like a big, like destroyed
Spanish
a yacht.
Spout. Oh, that was that story you guys were talking about, because you love talking about stupid boats.
We do.
Yeah, it sunk
that was
yacht.
A big old boat went down.
And that famous dude was on it.
Who's that?
I don't know, some rich guy.
Oh, I thought you were going to make a joke. I thought you were going to make up a famous Spanish name. El Conquistador Gonzalez.
Wait, he died?
Shut up.
But I'm pretty sure, it was a water spout that took it out.
And you should have texted El Conquistador Gonzalez, with your app that you have, Spout, which tells you when water spouts show up.
I have an app for Conquistador.
I also want to know, because yesterday was a pretty chilly day. Like, are there people, like, waiting, like, photographers and stuff that sit on the shore and kind of, like, wait for the... these things to pop up.
So it looks like these are weather cameras that just keep an eye on the horizon.
Lake.
Yeah, there it is. But like, okay, so can you predict when water spouts are going to
happen? I don't think so. It's like tornadoes. They just pop up.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
That is horrifying. So you're telling me I can just be out in my boat in the middle of the lake.
They're pretty rare.
There was three of them yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, but yesterday.
It happens a couple times.
There'll probably be less today.
How many water spots on average does the greater Rochester area get?
Maybe it's hard to count because unless you see them, nobody knows it happened.
Really?
Right?
And I don't think they last long either.
No?
I don't think they go that long.
Okay, again, you did what I always tell you not to do because you don't have to respond.
Right.
You don't have to give an answer. If your sentence starts with, I think, don't say it.
No, I don't think.
Because nothing you've ever thought has been correct. Kimmy's on it. Like, Kimmy is our answer woman. She can give us everything.
All right.
How long do you think water spouts last for?
I bet you they don't go more than a mile.
You did it again.
Well, think about when tornadoes hit. They don't go that long.
I don't know anything about tornadoes.
You see them on the TV all the time.
I'm scared of them, but I don't know. I don't watch 24/7.
It's rare that a tornado would go super long.
We've had AccuWeather, the AccuWeather channel on for 4 hours.
Yeah.
This is not my life normally. I know this is your life. This is not my life.
I don't like that girl.
He's bitching about the meteorologist on the AccuWeather channel.
Well, she's got a lousy outfit on. What do you want from me?
Okay, so it says, back in 2020, the Great Lakes produced a new record high of 232 water spouts from the end of September to October 4th.
That's all the Great Lakes?
In a month? Still, it's lot. You break it down, that's like...
Yeah, so that...
The Great Lakes.
That was in 1 week, amount of water spouts over the Great Lakes in 1 week.
It's 5 Great Lakes, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so 5 divided... That's... 5 divided by 200
is a lot.
They usually happen in the early fall, so that makes sense.
40
per? Yeah.
5, 10, right. 15, 20. That's 40 water spouts in a week per lake.
Yeah. That's a lot. Well, the lake was angry, my friend.
What are you doing,
Gordon? Spouting off.
Doing Gordon Lightfoot all the time.
And by the way, they can last between 2 and 20 minutes. So that's kind of a long time.
Oh, you could not.
Two lousy minutes.
Larger water spouts can last up to an hour.
You are the dumbest person. Especially that
one out there since the 50s.
Hello, baby.
This is big spout speaker.
You know, for a man that's got an app that'll tell him all this information, you sure don't know jack about water spouts, you idiot. That is terrifying.
But listen, man. I mean, obviously, you don't hear a lot of people getting injured by them.
Get swept away.
Is that what it is? We would know.
Well, it does happen, it seems like, when the weather's a little cooler, so maybe less boats out there anyways. Right.
Okay. But
so it's fine.
All right, but are boaters aware of this? Like, do boaters, when they see like the temperature drop quickly, do they not go out on the water? I mean, there are people that are out on the water no matter what. They have,
these guys fishing and stuff.
Yeah, chartered fishing boats. I'm never going in the water.
Will you stop being so... pansy about the water.
You know nothing about what we're talking about. You have proven.
I know spouts.
No, you literally have proven the four things you said out loud could not have been more wrong.
By the way, I boated with my old man for years.
Yeah.
Never saw a water spout.
I think that it seems like it happens more on lakes.
Yeah.
No, we used to get them in Florida.
Did you hear what she said?
Yeah. I don't know. That just says it's more common on larger bodies
Miami
of water.
Miami
like
had
Great
one
lakes.
Downtown in the bay.
Oh, my God. Get out of here.
Yes.
Spouting on the dock of the bay. That's why Otis Redding ain't here no more. Got taken away by a spout containing the ghost
no,
of
No, Florida gets spouts.
Hello, baby. I don't. I don't like this at all.
Well, you're not boating anyway. Yeah. What do you care?
Do you say that like it's a slam? You don't even know boats, bro. You think you know boats, but you don't.
You don't. Like you got a doctor wife. You're never going to buy a boat.
Yeah,
why
would I want a boat?
That's for prestige.
I'm
to
not
show
a
off.
Prestige.
Show people you got money. You made it in life.
My old man's got a boat. He looked prestigious.
Very.
He's popping balloons that are falling on top of his head.
I'll tell you, there's nothing that says you got money like a yacht. That's it.
Okay.
You own a yacht, you got bank.
I can't afford a yacht.
Not now, but your wife's moving up the chain.
What do you think? She's as high as she goes. She has peaked. She's still great.
You got a nice little boat, nice little tub.
I don't want a boat. Why don't you get a boat?
I can't afford it at my age. I'm on a fixed income.
Yeah, you're the perfect age for a boat.
Yeah, but I ain't got no bank.
And you know all the the terms.
Maybe I'll go in with your old man because I know he wants a boat.
Oh, man.
Like my dad? Yeah, you don't want a boat with my dad.
You don't want a boat with me either.
So it's perfect. Maybe it'll work out, like two negatives attracting each other. That doesn't have
just fighting over the name would be bad.
Doc Sucker, right?
That's the one I want. Is that the greatest name ever, man?
Black Friday week starts November 21st, and so are amazing deals at Amazon. You'll save so much on early holiday gifts for the kids, like arts, crafts, games, and tech. You'll have money left over for a kid's bracelet making kit, so you can craft gifts for the whole class.
Ooh, fancy.
Or that multi-voice changing megaphone, so you can really spread the cheer.
Happy holidays.
Oh, what fun it is to save. Black Friday week starts on November 21st with new deals added every day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to elevate your game? Introducing Rise Max Strips, the first ever oral dissolving strip for erectile dysfunction. Just one strip works up to five times faster than pills. Can eliminate side effects, just results. Visit RIIZEHealth.com now, because Rise matters.
Get ready to tackle the NFL action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets on the NFL, all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to join today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. That's FanDuel.com/sportsfan. Never waste a hunch and make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh no, not before work.
The traffic jam is coming, and so is your holiday cold.
Thanks, Revere. I really should keep Zicam in my car.
Only if you want to shorten your cold. Ha!
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.